Welcome to Spare Times, the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws bowling team of July 8, 2022 by Ginger Rush, editor. The content of this program is intended for persons who are blind and print impaired. It has been edited for currency clarity and time constraints. My name is Dick Hayden, volunteer reader at the North Carolina Reading Service. Don't melt, it's hot out there. Hope everyone had an awesome July 4th weekend. More details on some of our upcoming activities in the community are listed below, with more to come in the next couple of weeks. Watch for an announcement soon about our season kickoff meeting and details on the Gate City Classic. And please note, if you need me, I have changed my email address to outlawtaxi@gmail.com. Our annual Carolina Bowling Alliance meeting will be held in Greensboro at the home of Lonnie and Anita Cunningham, 1007 Ash Street, on Saturday, July 23. We'll try to get underway about 10 a.m. and looking forward to seeing representatives from all the CBA leagues there. We'll be talking about the fall tournament. The Gate City Classic Tournament is scheduled for August 13. More details will be coming, but for now, just save the date. And more from Sandy McDaniel in Daytona. The long-anticipated announcement is here. Note that this is the weekend after Labor Day. If you want to go, please let Sharon or Ginger know as soon as possible so that we can arrange transportation. Let us know if you plan to ride the train or fly, or if you want to ride with us. And get your funds to Ginger. We'd like to confirm by August 23rd if possible. The Daytona Beach Blind Bowlers would like to invite the bowlers in your league to participate in the 20th Sunshine Invitational Blind Bowling Tournament, SIBB, to be held in Daytona Beach, Florida. It will be held Friday, September 9 through Sunday, September 11. We have invited bowlers within the United States who are members of the American Blind Bowlers Association, ABBA. However, to participate in the tournament, you do not have to be a member of any association, and sighted family members and friends are welcome to bowl. SIBB is designed to promote the blind bowling program by introducing new bowlers to its many benefits while providing seasoned bowlers with competition that is both challenging and fun. The fun begins Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m., going until 10 p.m., with a meet-and-greet hospitality get-together on the first floor by the pool. The registration desk will be located there as well, and you will need to be able to pick up your schedule at this time. This will be an opportunity for you to make new bowling friends and unite with old ones. As always, there will be plenty of cheer and plenty of food and lots of good company, too. So don't miss out on all the Southern hospitality. Saturday morning at 9 a.m. will be the team event, followed in the afternoon at 1 p.m. by a nine-pin no-tap tournament that will be a fundraiser for the Halifax Council of the Blind, HCB, an affiliate of the American Council of the Blind, ACB. On Saturday evening, we will have a hospitality room with food and drinks from 7 until 10 p.m. to celebrate our 20th anniversary. The drawing for an SIBB t-shirt quilt donated and made by Noni Virginia Stitley will be held at 9 p.m. You can purchase tickets for $5 each or three for $10. Sunday morning at 9 a.m. will be a singles/doubles event. On Sunday evening, we will have a hospitality room from 7 to 10 p.m. and we'll have food and drinks available. This will be held on the first floor by the pool. Throughout the weekend, we will display several gift cards on raffle for a Sunday evening event. You will be able to buy your raffle tickets during the hours that the hospitality room is open. Raffle drawing will be at 9 p.m. All proceeds from this raffle will be used to pay hospitality room expenses. We will also have t-shirts available for sale at $25 each. If you'd like to reserve a t-shirt, please include sizes on the order form attached to your email copy of this newsletter. We will have them for you at the tournament. Reservations can be made at the Comfort Inn and Suites, 103 South Ocean Avenue, Daytona Beach, Florida, 32118. The resort is just steps away from the Atlantic Ocean. The rates are $109 per night for Thursday and Sunday, and $129 per night for Friday and Saturday for a standard room, or $119/$139 per night for a beachfront room plus tax. For reservations, call 386-252-2378 and use group code Daytona Blind Bowlers 2022 in order to receive the special group rate. Reservations must be made by August 8th, 2022. All rooms have microwaves, a mini refrigerator, and a coffee maker. They also have an oceanfront pool. Complimentary breakfast is served daily in the breakfast room from 7 to 10 a.m. Complimentary Wi-Fi internet access is in all guest rooms and public areas. We will be bowling at Ormond Lanes, O-R-M-O-N-D, at 260 North U.S. Highway 1, Ormond Beach, Florida, 32174. Phone number is 386-672-2014. If you will need transportation to the bowling alley, let us know on the forms attached to this email message. Bowling events will be team, doubles, singles, all, and registration fee, $75. 9-pin no-tap fundraiser, $20 each. Airport transportation. For those of you who may wish to fly into Orlando International Airport, MCO, or Sanford Airport, SFB, groom transportation at 1034 North Nova Road, Daytona Beach, Florida, 386-257-5411, groom, G-R-O-M-M-E, transportation.com. Groom provides visitors with scheduled transportation to and from Orlando and Sanford airports daily. Shuttles are a shared ride, scheduled every 2 to 3 hours. Unless you make special arrangements with them, you'll be dropped off at the office location address that was just read above. It is about 5 miles from the hotel. Call or email them for pricing information. Daytona Beach International Airport. For those of you flying into Daytona, the airport is about 5.5 miles from the hotel. Taxis are available at the ground transportation area. After deplaning, descend to the first floor and turn right into bag claim. After claiming your bags, continue out the door at the end of the building to obtain a taxi. 9-pin no-tap bowling event. Can't get enough bowling during the tournament? Well, we have a solution for you. The Daytona Beach Blind Bowlers will hold a 9-pin no-tap event to benefit the Halifax Council of the Blind, HCB, an affiliate of the American Council of the Blind, ACB. This will take place on Saturday afternoon, September 10, at 1 p.m. at Ormond Lanes. Blind and sighted bowlers are welcome to participate. There will be cash prizes. The entry fee is $20, and this will include 3 games of 9-pin no-tap bowling. Why not come join us for some good competitive bowling fun while supporting a very worthwhile cause? For those wishing to participate, payment may be included with your tournament check. There is also a form in the packet to fill out if you are interested in participating in this event. For further information about the tournament, you can contact Bob Nelson at 386-212-4564. Or you can send an email to Sandy McDan 01, that's SandyMcDan01 at yahoo.com. We hope you'll be able to join us for a fun-filled weekend in Daytona Beach. We are looking forward to seeing those of you who have joined us in the past and welcoming new guests to Daytona Beach this year. State conventions. The 2022 National Federation of the Blind North Carolina Convention is scheduled for August 26, 2022 through August the 28th at the Sheraton Imperial Hotel, Raleigh-Durham Airport at Research Triangle Park, 4700 Emperor Boulevard, Durham, North Carolina, 27703. The reservation phone number is 919-941-5050. And the room reservation code is NFB of NC Convention. Please register by July 29, 2022. Registration is $15, and that includes the banquet. Payment for registration can be made through the Donate button on the NFB of NC website or by check. If by check, please make your check payable to NFB of NC. Checks can be mailed to C/O, that's care of Seth, S-E-T-H, Lamkin, L-A-M-K-I-N, 5418 Fortunes Ridge Drive, Durham, North Carolina, 27713. Contact Sharon Weddington for questions at weddington.sharon@gmail.com. That's weddington dot sharon at gmail.com. The registration form can be accessed through a link that is in your emailed copy of the form. It is through google.com in their forms section. The state ACB convention is scheduled for September 24, 23, 25 at the Ramada Inn, 1520 Blue Ridge Road in Raleigh. For ACB, the cost is $25 per person, whether in person or virtual. Room rate is $79 per night and includes a hot breakfast. The hotel's phone number is 919-832-4100 and the group registration code is GCNCCB22. We turn now to the Governor Moorhead Alumni Association Annual Reunion. It is scheduled for August 5 through 7 at the Homewood Suites Hotel in Raleigh. Here's the information. Room rates are $109 per night, King Suite, $119 a night, Double Bed Suite. For either one, it's plus 13.25% tax. Please call the hotel directly at 919-785-1131 and ask them for the 2022 GMSAA block. The hotel does not offer a shuttle service, so you will need to arrange your own ride to and from the train or the bus station. The last day to book your room is July 15. Pay-as-you-go arrangements can be made by contacting the hotel sales manager, Christine, last name is spelled N-T-H-I-G-A. Her phone number is 919-785-3489. The theme for Saturday night's social is Pajama Jammy Game. Oh, sorry, say that again. Pajama Jammy Jam. Sounds interesting. The dress code is comfortable, appropriate pajamas. Friday night will be bingo, bonanza night. And we will have a fun night with great prizes and great music. Your registration fee for the meeting is $60 and it's due by July 15. There will be a $10 late fee if not paid by the above date. Your $20 membership fee can be paid with your registration, bringing your total to $80 or upon arrival. This applies to the $20 membership fee only. Lifetime members will still pay $50 for registration. Attendees that do not wish to join, your fee is $85, and you can pay your fees in one of two ways. Mail your payments to P.O. Box 61434, Raleigh, North Carolina 27661, or by going to PayPal and using gmsaai.org. And keep in mind that any suggestions or requests are always welcome. And it says my address, and that is coming from the person who gave us the information. Sorry, I don't have a name. The email address for further information is, here it is, Tamika O'Kelly at yahoo.com. TAMIKAOKELLY, Tamika O'Kelly, at yahoo.com. And feel free to call or text and email her at 704-779-9704. We ask that all paid members bring one new item that can be used as a door prize. So here's some wrap up on it. August 5 through 7, the Homewood Suites Hotel in Raleigh. Registration 2 to 5 p.m. Friday, August 5, 3 to 5 p.m., guest speaker from Vanda Pharmaceuticals. The representative is Vicky Preddy, B-R-E-D-D-Y. From 5:30 to 7 p.m., a dinner with a guest speaker presentation. From 8 until p.m. until midnight, a tribute to Fred McEachran. Bingo, live music, karaoke, and refreshments. Stay up too late and you'll have to have a mimosa for breakfast. Saturday, August the 6th, buffet breakfast, 6:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Board meeting, 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. in the ballroom. Catered lunch by Clyde Cooper's Old Time Barbecue in the hotel ballroom from noon until 1:30 p.m. Buses depart the hotel at 2 p.m., return at 4:30 p.m. You will be going to visit the Raleigh Market. Next we have Pat's Blue Table Talk from 5:30 until 7 p.m. And then the Pajama Jammy Jam from 8 p.m. until midnight. Drink tickets are provided. On Sunday, August the 7th, buffet breakfast, 6:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Devotional services will be led by Reverend Tim Snyder, 9 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. Checkout is noon. Snacks will be available all weekend in the second floor hospitality room for all attendees. The menu, the Friday, August 5th dinner, 5:30 to 7 p.m., it'll be a variety of sub sandwiches with toppings, a variety of pizza, chips, salad, cookies, brownies, and drinks. The Saturday luncheon, August the 6th, from noon until 1:30 p.m., it's fried chicken and barbecued chicken, green beans, mac and cheese, potato salad, collard greens, hush puppies, fried pork skins. Southern cooking at its best, seasoned just like Grandma used to make. For beverages, iced tea, water, lemonade, and soft drinks. And for desserts, an assortment of cake, pie, and, of course, cookies. Well, that brings us to our very own item of recipes that will bowl you over from the Chuck Wagon Gang. And we've got a couple of them here. It looks like we have a main dish and a nice dessert. The main dish is cowboy lasagna. The ingredients that you will need are 2 tablespoons of olive oil, 1 pound of lean ground beef chuck, 1 pound breakfast sausage, 1 pound sliced pepperoni, 1 16-ounce can of dried fire-roasted tomatoes, 1 12-ounce can of tomato paste, 1 tablespoon of dried oregano, 1 quarter teaspoon salt, 1 quarter teaspoon pepper, 2 garlic cloves, minced, 1 half teaspoon of red pepper flakes, 1 medium onion finely chopped, 2 cups of water, 1 1-pound box of lasagna noodles, 1 1-pound tub of ricotta cheese, divided, 1 1-pound bag of shredded mozzarella cheese, divided, and 1 cup of grated Parmesan cheese, divided. A lot of stuff there, good stuff. To prepare this, you will do the following things. Add oil to deep-sided large skillet or pan and set the heat to medium-high. Brown ground beef and sausage together. Add pepperoni, tomatoes, tomato paste, oregano, salt, pepper, garlic, red pepper flakes, onion, and water to the pan. Reduce the heat to low and simmer to 30 minutes. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees. Cook the lasagna noodles according to the package directions and drain them. Spread the sauce on the bottom of a 9x13 baking pan or a casserole dish. Layer noodles, ricotta, mozzarella, and Parmesan. Repeat the process starting with the sauce, then the noodles, and ending with the cheeses. Bake all this together for 40 minutes or until the cheese is melted and the sauce is bubbling. Better allow it to cool. The cook here, the chef here, recommends 15 minutes of cooling before serving. After that, if you're looking for dessert, here's something, Amish pineapple bars. Okay, there are a couple of things here, the bars themselves and then some cream cheese frosting. For the bars, you're going to need a half cup of oil, 2 eggs beaten, 2 tablespoons of lemon juice, 1/2 teaspoon of coconut extract, 1/2 teaspoon vanilla extract, 2 1/2 cups of flour, 1 3/4 cups of sugar, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 teaspoon of baking powder, and 20 ounces can of crushed pineapple, undrained. But 3 tablespoons should be set aside to be added to the frosting. The cream cheese frosting will require 1/2 cup of butter, softened, 4 ounces of cream cheese, softened, 3 tablespoons of crushed pineapple, 1/2 teaspoon of vanilla extract, 1/2 teaspoon of coconut extract, 3 cups of powdered sugar, 1 cup of walnuts, optional, and 1 cup of sweetened flaked coconut. For the preparation, preheat the oven to 350 degrees and grease a sheet pan. Make sure that the pan has edges, as you'll be pouring the batter directly onto the pan. In a large bowl, mix together oil, eggs, lemon juice, coconut extract, and vanilla extract. In a separate bowl, combine the flour, sugar, salt, and baking soda. Add dry ingredients to the wet ingredients and mix until just combined. Fold in the undrained pineapple. Pour the batter into a prepared sheet pan and bake for 25 to 30 minutes. While the bars are baking, beat together butter and cream cheese in a large bowl until smooth. Stir in 3 tablespoons of reserved pineapple, vanilla extract, and coconut extract. Add powdered sugar, 1/2 cup at a time, and beat until smooth. Set it all aside, then toast the coconut flakes and walnuts in a large skillet over medium heat. Keep a close eye on them so they don't burn. The bars can be frosted immediately, and you can top it all off with the toasted coconut and the walnut. And that makes somebody a little bit hungry for dessert, I would say. How about you? Folks, you've been listening to this week's edition of Spare Times. The content of this program is intended for persons who are blind or print impaired. We hope that you have enjoyed it. This podcast is archived on the North Carolina Reading Service website, www.ncreadingservice.org, in the podcast section under newsletters. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. I'm Dick Hayden, and I thank you, and look forward to seeing you next time.